A massive rally of more than 13,000 people Tuesday, outside and inside the Capitol, was followed up in similar style a day later. AFL-CIO President Phil Neuenfeld then made a declaration that was only too obvious.
There were demonstrations all across the state of Wisconsin yesterday, and guess what, brothers and sisters? We're back!
Among the teachers, nurses, and other public employees fighting for bargaining rights, there were those who would be exempt from the cutbacks, firefighters and police. Melon Mitchell said firefighters like himself had to show solidarity.
And we could have just stood idly by and say, let them fight it. That's their business. Let's stay out of their backyard. But we didn't do that.
Calls for lawmakers to slow down and consider the effects of their actions came from Dee Ives. She described herself as an Air Force vet, a nurse, and union member.
I am also a Reagan Republican. This bill should not be about party politics, people.
Protesters said lawmakers who voted against bargaining rights would be remembered come election time. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.